This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Our message for this session is a message that was first published back in June of the year 2015, and is being put on audio in the month of January of the year 2025. And our subject scripture is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter number 1 and verse number 31. And if you have the scriptures, you will find these words recorded. It says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good." Our message title for this message is, "We All Have a Part to Play." When I talk about great movies and actors or actresses, sports, successful businesses, and for that matter, all creation, what one thing do they all have in common? All of them have a specific job, so to speak, to do. And in the overall scheme or design of things, nothing can get done if any element in that design does not do what it was designed to do. Let me explain it this way. In order for a business to be successful, no matter what the product it is that it is selling, its main selling point is the quality of that product and its service. And the one factor that makes that quality possible is the employees. From the corner store up through the international store chains, manufacturing companies, sources of entertainment and sports, all of them count on those that work in them to do the assigned tasks that they were put there to do, so that they can accomplish what needs to be done. Can you imagine what an automobile would be like if it was manufactured at a plant where those that were hired to build it did what they felt like doing and not what they were hired to do? Think about movies where actors, instead of following the script, decided to do what they felt like doing. Think about athletes on sports teams. Instead of playing the position they were hired to play, started to play the position that they wanted to play. What would be the end result? What you would end up with is a disaster. Why? Because for everything, for anything to work smoothly, provided the design was right, everyone working in that area would have to do what they were assigned to do. Everything has to have some type of design or order so that things can get done. Without that, you have chaos. If we look at creation as recorded in Genesis from the beginning up to the subject verse, we see how everything that we have today came into being. It was by design. Everything that God created was given a specific task for it or them to do, and they, to this very day, are doing just that. Well, let me take that back. Almost everything. Out of everything that God created, there is one element of His creation that has decided to stray from the script, so to speak, and set about to do its own thing. That element is mankind. From the beginning, when God created him, man was given certain things to do and restricted from doing only one thing. That meant that aside from that one thing, man was free to do any and everything that he wanted to do. Yet, thanks to the serpent or Satan, and the influence that he used on Eve, he got her to influence him, talking about man or her husband, to violate God's directive, and you know the story. Because of him doing one thing wrong, all of creation was thrown into chaos. Romans chapter 5, verse number 12. This is the result of disobeying God's directives. Move forward to today, where mankind routinely disobeys, or should I say, attempts to do things that he was not put here to do. When God directs an individual to do something and they don't do it, they are in effect engaging in what can best be described as an unlawful behavior or doing something that they were not hired or put here to do. Or we could just say they are sinning. Well, this message is going to look at the fundamental assignments that God gave to the man, the woman, and the children. If they all followed the script, I would dare say over 95% of all our problems in this nation and the world for that matter would not be here. They would disappear. Now, from the offset, I realize that circumstances come into all of our lives that may force us to engage in activities, though not sin, that put us outside of the perfect will of God. A classic example is a husband and father dies, leaving the wife to take on the responsibility of raising her children without the influence of two parents. There is a difference between this and the idea of choosing to do this. More and more of us are taking to the idea that because someone is forced into doing something, in other words, single parenting because of the death of a spouse, that it is okay to make that choice outside of being married. In other words, instead of being married and having a spouse, you can just raise your children by yourself. You don't need the influence of a father figure or something like that. But let's go on a little further. Now, God's perfect plan for the family, where there are children, is for there to be two parents, a father and a mother, working together to raise them. Anything outside of that falls into an area of either permissive, which is less than God's perfect will, or disobedience, which is sin. Let's look at the roles God gave the man, the women, and the children. If we could get these straight, then that would solve the vast majority of our problems. For the man, since God created man first, that puts him in the position of being the one that God prefers to work through. It also means then that anything that goes wrong, man bears the responsibility. If you look at it, even though Eve was the one that first disobeyed God, as bad as it was, all of the things that occurred as far as the curses go, they all rest on Adam. Read Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. We would not be having the problems with sin if Adam had refused to eat the fruit that Eve gave him. Consequently, when it comes to all things taking place within the family, man bears either the praise or the blame. When the Bible tells us that man is the head of the house, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses number 1 through 5, and the head of the woman, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24, That means any relationship outside of that where both are present is out of order. This means that if the man and woman consider themselves as equal heads of the house, they are not in the will of God. As a result, somewhere down the road, things are going to manifest themselves that will reveal something is wrong within the family unit. For the record, the woman was created to be man's helper. Read Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18. It says, "And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet or helper for him." A helper is one that assists a person that has a higher position or more responsibility than they do in completing a task. In a marriage, the main task that God gave them to do, once again, it is the man that bears the responsibility of leading the family. The woman is there to assist the man in doing that. Like it or not, the man is to the woman as Christ is to the church. He is the head of the woman. Look at Ephesians chapter number 5, verses 22 and 23, where it says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." Ladies, like it or not, this is God's perfect will for the institution of marriage or the family. If you have a problem with this design of the family, you have a problem with God's design. And you know what that means. Rebellion. And what does the Bible have to say about rebellion? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." This is when he was talking, when the Lord, the prophet was telling Saul that he had been rejected because of something that Saul did. But this particular thing can be carried down to the institution of marriage and the position of the husband and the wife in the marriage. Now, this relationship has nothing to do with the notion that the woman is not as smart as the man, but more to do with the position that they are put in by God. When I was in the military and worked for Chrysler, I had commanders or foremen who were younger and had less time on the job than me. However, I had to submit to their authority because that is what I was in that position to do. in a marriage, it is the responsibility of the man to love his wife and to provide her with what she needs to help her do the job of keeping up the house and feeding him and her family. Ephesians chapter number 5, verses 25 through 29. He is also charged with protecting her and his family. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 8. This is his job. The other element of the family is the children. The job of the parents is to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 4 says, "And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." If you will notice, the instruction is to the man. However, the wife, being his assistant, is to help him to do this. God's direction for the children is this: obey your parents. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1 through 3 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." This goes along with the commandment that God gave in the Old Testament, where he said in Exodus chapter 20, verse number 12, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." God or Christ did not change the rules. So how do you think you can and expect him to bless you? If you will notice, there is the promise of having a long life for the children that are obedient to their godly parents. If you will notice, the vast majority of children that have died as a result of violence or accidents have one major thing in common: they were disobedient to their parents. I can't tell you how many young people I have seen even today who think their parents what their parents are telling them was for the past and not for them. Yet the same fate that was in the past is still claiming them today. According to this design for the family, the man, the woman, and the children, if all of them did the job they were put here to do, we would not have all of the problems we have today. If you will notice in the subject scriptures, when God finished all his work, it was very good. Today, many are wondering if there is a God at all because of all of the mess the world is going through. They think that if there is a God and God loves everyone, then why all the misery? Very simple. We have altered his plan and struck out on our own ideas into it. where man bears the responsibility of seeing that the wife and kids are properly cared for and taught the ways of God. Many men have taken their position to mean that their wives and their children are their property or slaves to be used and abused at their pleasure. The result is they force the wife to take the children and leave. Notice, it is the man's fault. As a result, the woman has to raise the children the best she knows how and will usually reject God's direction because the man, acting with God's authority, has destroyed her vision of God. So she seeks what pleases her, and usually the unintended consequence is her children end up suffering. If they don't have any godly direction, they will most likely end up troublemakers and godless. Obviously, there's a lot more to this subject, but time doesn't permit because I can't address every detail of how the family and the parts everyone plays in it and keeping it as God assigned them to do. Suffice it to say, God knows what He is doing while we are stumbling around in the dark, not knowing our heads from our tails. In closing, let me say this. In this nation, there are those that believe a marriage can be made up between two men or two women as parents and raising children. That is rebellion, and the end result is obvious. It leads to chaos and destruction. Well, that's the end of our message for this session, and I hope that you have picked up on it as far as the fact of what's wrong with our society today. It all boils down to one thing, and that is men are misusing the authority that God gave them, which in turn forces the woman to seek to live apart from a man, not wanting to have anything to do with a man, because this is supposed to be a godly man, somebody who was put in that position by God. And then you got somebody that uses her, abuses her, treats her like dirt, or worse, you know, beats her and things like that. And this is supposed to be God's representative. I don't blame a lot of women for leaving men. But then they go out here and they get out here on their own and start raising their children by themselves. Then they turn around and think that they don't really need a man in their lives, which then brings about another problem. That if they're going to be involved with a man, it's not going to be through marriage. They're just going to live together, and when she get tired of him, if he don't treat her right or something like that, she can up and leave or put him out of the house or something along that line. The idea of marriage is so repugnant to a lot of women nowadays, and that's what brings about the chaos that we see in our nation today. It's all the man's fault. But if everybody would just do, because I mean, you know, these women would have no problem if you put them on a job. They would have no problem in doing the job that they were assigned to do, working for somebody that may or may not be older or younger than them, may be a male or a female, but they know if they want that paycheck, they're gonna have to submit their will to the company that they're working for in order to get that paycheck. Well, with God, the family is the company that God has created and put her in, and she tends to think that she doesn't need to have God directing her. That's just like telling your boss, when the boss tells her to do something, she tell him to go take a long walk on a short pier or something, find out about how long she's gonna have that job. Not very long. Why? Because she's being disobedient to the position that the company put her in the first place. Well, this is the same way. If women can get the idea, now I'm not talking about a husband that abuses a woman. In a case like that, she should leave rather than stay there and get her brains beat out. But I'm talking about some women are so petty nowadays that if you don't give them what they want or something like that, or they got their own idea about what they think a good husband's supposed to be doing, and if the husband don't measure up, then they want to leave them. Especially like the fact some women marry men for money, and then if something happened, the man loses his job or something like that because maybe he's been in an accident, can't work anymore, has to go on welfare, or he gets sick or something, can't work, then she's ready to leave him because now he can't provide for her what she was accustomed to and all that other stuff. People need to realize if you're going to get married, you should have to take an examination, so to speak, to find out whether or not you are really compatible with one another and understand if you're going to be married under God, what all that entails, and see if you're willing to put up with it. Fine. If not, both of y'all just split up and go your own way. It don't do any good to stay there and try to play husband and wife and not be married because you're in sin, living in sin, doing that. So, like I said, God has everything set up for a reason. All we got to do is get in line with his word, and everything will be hunky-dory. Well, almost hunky-dory. You're still going to have problems, but they won't be anywhere near as severe as things are right now. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing this message out until we get together again for another message from the Word of God to you and yours. Let me say, if you're listening to this in January, well, forget about that. I'm recording it in January, but this is for the for later on in the year. But I hope you're having a happy new year anyway, even though it's this late in the year. So until then, God bless you and your family. Good day.